being able to give you the information necessary to get to your final destination. If you are deaf and blind, I'm not sure how deafness would work with a live person. So I'm not really sure that this is something that everybody can use. Thank you.
Right. This is Hannah Tyler. You're absolutely right. It'd be more for hard of hearing, a person that does have some hearing, so they can listen to the instructions. Yes, I agree.
And then on the other hand, Besby is not in the business of buying smartphones or paying for monthly contracts. Thank you.
Okay, everyone. If there are no other announcements.
Jesse's hand is raised.
There's
several hands raised. Okay, this is Jesse. I have two comments to share. Again, once that IRAD program, as Alvin just responded, really, he got a jump, he responded the same, you know, that I would respond. I mean, I don't know how that would even begin to work for a certain people, but providing, you know, trying it out and providing that feedback, like if trying out seeing if the live person is actually, again, it wouldn't work for a person with, you know, a deafblind person, because they would have someone, you know, telling you what they're seeing and what you're showing up from the camera. Even with hard of hearing, I'm not quite certain how a hard of hearing person would be able to work with such an application. But again, but providing feedback and, you know, seeing how that would work, and maybe it's something that could be, you know, it can be information we deliver via text. That's something that could be maybe more helpful to a greater amount of people. It's something to look at for that program, that application. The other comment I wanted to make, and I don't recall who it was, but in somebody was describing different programs that would be helpful for, you know, people that are blind. Those, what you were talking about, whoever was speaking before, about taking a picture of a letter and having it read to you, or having, you know, taking a picture of a person and having, you know, audio described to you. This is a very kind of new frontier with iPhones, and there are, you know, with updates and things like that, that's something that's becoming standard iPhones, that you can take a picture of a letter or, you know, any other sort of thing. If you go, you can actually also kind of look, you know, you can actually put in new different, you know, you can do different words, you can like actually have that, you know, you can go to your notepad and then you can see it better through your notepad. So there are different, I have tried things, different things and different options, and it is very helpful. So just FYI to that, that's those things that are available as accessibility on iPhones.
Right, and it can make the print larger so you can read it if you have low vision.
And Lisa has her hand raised. Yes, this is Lisa. And again, it's this new technology. I mean, there's so, accessibility is just, you know, opening up to deaf and deafblind, and you know, sometimes, right, you know, if you have if you're deaf, you're not going to be able to access different things. But what Jesse was saying is an idea. It wasn't, you know, nothing, not audio, but going to text, that's a possibility. And there's, again, with deafblindness, I mean, just the diversity that happens within deafblindness, and what, you know, looking at different apps, right, that might be helpful, and you know, and there's also things that you have to be mindful of, that there's monthly fees or fee per use. So, you know, that's something that certain people might not be able to afford. So just, again, I want everyone to keep in mind that there's sometimes costs associated with such applications or programs.
This is Hannah Tyler, your chair. The program that I was I was talking about, it's called Seeing AI. If you go to the App Store, it looks like an I with an S in the middle. It's called Seeing, capital A and capital I. And what's great about it is I use it because I have Usher syndrome, which is a tunnel vision. Yeah, I just turned it on. I have tunnel vision, which is about like 1.5 by 1.5 smack in the middle of my visual field. And I am hard of hearing, 70% hard of hearing. So I'm in low vision. So I have enough to get around, certainly don't drive anymore. But this particular program is great for me because it's free. This program you can download on your phone, and it can interpret letters, you can scan a barcode. If you're not sure what you're looking at, it'll tell you what it is. It's not 100% accurate. Sometimes it doesn't know what it is. It does have its flaws. It's just beginning. I'm sure they will fix it. But you can also take a picture of a scene. It will identify what's in front of you, a person. It identifies money, color as well. Like I have trouble sometimes between black and dark blue. So if I take a picture, it'll tell me what color it is, which is fabulous. And also it will read a letter, but you have to take a picture of it. Sometimes it's a little off, but you'll get the majority of what is being typed. That's been very helpful. And then there's also, trying to remember what the other program is, which is similar to this IRA, where there are people, when you call, you take a picture of whatever you have, and there are people who volunteer, they're on the other side, and they'll explain to you whatever you ask. And I'm trying to remember what that was. I haven't used it in a while. I have to email, oh here, Be My Eyes. That's the other free app called Be My Eyes. And there was a time when I called, let's say I set the table, I had ladies coming over, and my husband wasn't here to check anything. And so I wanted to make sure all the dishes didn't have any dirt on it. So I had the camera, I scanned dishes, and the girl said, this one's okay, that one's good, that one's good, that one's got a little mark on the placemat or whatever. It was very beneficial. Another time I had a coupon, I could barely read because it was small and faded, and she said exactly what it said, like the expiration date. So that was very helpful as well. And they always have, they have loads of volunteers. Even my daughter is part of it. You can call anytime, and they're more than happy to help you. So there are real people behind these calls on that particular app, Be My Eyes, and they talk to you. But you have to have some hearing to be able to communicate. So it's certainly not for totally deaf individuals. So that's what I did want to mention. And we have 10 minutes before our time's up. So anyone else want to make any announcements before we close?
Madam Chairwoman?
Yes?
This this is Andrew Norton. I don't mean to back you up in time, but I was wondering if when people were discussing the potential for a camp, if anyone even already might have a guess as to how much it would cost for a single camp attendee. If it's too early to say, I understand.
I don't understand your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. In the case of the camp that we were talking about earlier in the meeting,
yes.
I was wondering if anyone even now had a guess as to how much it might cost for a person to attend. I'm not sure if I heard how long the camp would be. I forget, was it a week? So I guess I have two questions.
It was,
how long
yes.
The camp yes. would be and how much
a
it
week,
would cost.
Right, starting Monday to Saturday. I don't recall the cost was brought up. That's a question for Lisa or Jesse.
This is Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Just, okay. Yes, Jesse here, responding to your question. It does run from Monday to Saturday, Monday afternoon to Saturday morning. That is our only option.
And how much would it?
And we're talking.
No, it is no cost for the.
Excuse me, Hannah. He's still talking. We don't have an interpretation for you.
Okay.
Maria, can you ask him to repeat? Jesse's saying, sure. Let me go back. Okay. Yes, it runs for the week, for the entire week, from Monday afternoon through to Saturday morning. We on the committee have been talking about the possibility of some people maybe want to come for part of the time, like say Monday to Wednesday, whatever. We decided no, we want to keep this simple because we want to make sure people have plenty of opportunity to interact with each other. If they're only day for a day and a half, that's not sufficient to gain a true experience and to really practice. So that's the one answer. Now, as far as the cost per person, that's not yet been determined. That's still being figured out at this point. It will depend on how much, you know, food's going to cost and other things that we need to provide. Our estimate is it might be $300 to $500 per person for the week. But that is not nailed down. All right. Also, I would like to let you know that we do plan to have a visiting day where people can come in and, you know, see how things are being done, see what it looks like, what the retreat is look like, and how it's being run, and so on and so forth. And also we plan to have booths set up on that day. So various vendors, you know, things like that, businesses can, you know, advertise their wares. Unfortunately, at this point, I need to take off. But if you please, if you have any more questions, feel free to email me or direct them to Lisa. Thank you. I've got to go now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa, do you have any other comments?
No, I don't, Hannah. No, thank you.
Okay. If there are no other comments or announcements, we can adjourn. Can we?
Hannah?
Has yep, another comment.
Yes, Lisa. When is our next meeting?
our next meeting will be January 25th, 2022.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Anna, Alvin has a comment.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, it's a very brief comment. I just want to let you know that Eric Krangel wanted to let you know he had to leave early because he was having an issue with the technology, but he said he will see you in January.
Okay, very good. Thank you all. May we have a motion to adjourn?
This is Lisa. I motion to adjourn. Sorry.
Second.
This is Karen Olson, and I second.
Awesome. So we will vote. We adjourn. Anyone opposed and want to stay? It's almost 12 o'clock. All right, everyone have a wonderful week. Until next time, January 25th, next year.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you to our interpreters also. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you all. Bye-bye.